The following is a selection from the Certification Zone audio presentation on the OSI model. After logging in, paid subscribers can listen to the complete presentation. You can become a Certification Zone subscriber at www.certificationzone.com/join.
The Open Systems Interconnection, OSI model, is a cornerstone of network communications. A thorough understanding of its layers and functioning is important for any networking professional. Additionally, Cisco considers a thorough understanding of the OSI reference model very important. Not only will this knowledge be helpful at a theoretical level, in discussing how communications might be happening or not happening between two devices, but also from a practical standpoint as you design, manage, and troubleshoot networks. The OSI model is one approach at defining a model for communications devices. It's not the only one. Not all devices or communication systems adhere to the OSI model, particularly systems that were written before the model was devised. Unfortunately, this includes many communications protocols, which is one reason that there is so much disagreement about the layer at which particular protocols operate. The OSI model is a layered architecture, and there are advantages to using it. These advantages are: 1. It encourages standardization by defining the function of each layer. 2. It facilitates interoperability by defining standards for the operations of devices at each layer. 3. It makes the process of developing network components easier by subdividing functions into different layers. 4. It simplifies the tasks required of developers by requiring that they deal only with the standards governing their layer. 5. It allows developers to modify components operating at one layer of the model without having to alter things at other layers. For example, one can create a new Ethernet card or a new printer driver without having to rewrite all the network protocols that it uses to print across the network. And finally, 6. It facilitates troubleshooting. Let's look at each of the 7 layers of the OSI model. Presented from the bottom up, these 7 layers are: 1. Physical. 2. Data link. 3. Network. 4. Transport. 5. Session. 6. Presentation. And 7. Application. The first two layers, data link and physical, are referred to as the lower layers. How did you do? Let's see. For question 1, LAN topologies are defined at what layer of the OSI model? The correct answer is A, data link. Layer 2 of the OSI model, the data link layer, has standards for LAN topologies, such as Ethernet and token ring, and for communications between LAN devices. For a more comprehensive look at the OSI model, read the Certification Zone Study Guide titled The OSI Reference Model by Catherine Tallis, and take the 23-question study quiz at www.certificationzone.com.
This has been a selection from the Certification Zone audio presentation on the OSI model. After logging in, paid subscribers can listen to the complete presentation. You can become a Certification Zone subscriber at www.certificationzone.com/join.